Hey.
I will say B, Peru. I'll do it.
And that's your final answer?
Yes.
You can buy a new car. You just want
$33,055.78.
To everyone who donated to this year's fund drive, CITR would like to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you to everyone who helped us meet and exceed our goal of $30,000. Your generous donations help us support local artists, businesses, and marginalized voices in the community. Here's to another 75 years of campus and community radio.
Welcome to Give 'em the Boot. I'm Linda Bull. This is CITR 101.9 FM. I'm happy to be here on this lovely Tuesday, sunny and dry here in Vancouver and BC, hoping this is the beginning of spring. And that was just the new theme song of Give 'em the Boot, Vitti na Crozza. It's sung in Sicilian dialect. And it's from the wonderful CD by Michael Occhipinti and his band called The Sicilian Jazz Project. It was a Juno nominee a number of years ago. And that features Michael Occhipinti on guitar, his brother Roberto Occhipinti on bass, Barry Romberg on drums, Louis Simao accordion, Ernie Toller on sax and flute, Kevin Turkett on trumpet, and the voices of Dominic Mancuso and Mariam Toller. It also includes many other people playing lots of other instruments, and you can check them out on Michael Occhipinti's website, The Sicilian Jazz Project. He has a lot of cool projects, actually, not all involving Italian music, but he is of Sicilian descent, a Toronto-based musician. Today, I'm really excited to have a brand new CD thoughtfully sent to me from the island of Sardinia. It's by Peo Alfonsi, and he is a wonderful guitarist from Sardinia. And his latest album, out on Ajea Records, it is a beautiful, absolutely gorgeous cover, actually. It's just all black with this fantastic cover, tiny picture of this woman in a blue veil, and it's called Il Velo di Iside, which is the veil of Isis. It's a wonderful story, actually. He recounts about the myth of Isis and her veil and the meaning that this has for Egyptians, and just the meaning in general as he attributes to it. And I might read a little bit of the liner notes later on. I wanted to start off with the first track. It is called, strangely enough, one would expect an Italian title, but it's 22 Brooklyn Terrace. I'm sure there's a story behind that. I'm not quite sure what it is, but it might involve a stay in the United States, perhaps. It features J. Kyle Gregory on the flugelhorn, Salvatore Maiore on the double bass, Francesco Sotgiu on percussion, and Peo Alfonsi himself on guitar. All the music was written by Peo, and so it's all original compositions. This is Il Velo di Iside di Peo Alfonsi.
Thank you.
Encantador, a fantastic disc by Simone Guiducci and his Gramelot Ensemble. And that track there was the title track of the CD called Cantador. It's actually quite an old CD. I was just looking up the info on it. 1999. It's along with another one of Guiducci's CDs, Coral or Corale, depending on how you like to pronounce it. Both are my favorites, actually. They're out on the Filme Records label, so you can go to Filme's website, filme.it, and you can buy these CDs. They're actually really quite inexpensive as well. You can download them on iTunes, too. That's from 1999, Turin-born, Mantova-based guitarist and composer Simone Guiducci's 13th album. Pretty crazy. Since then, he's actually produced a lot of other CDs, including ones that I've featured here on Given the Boot. And I probably have some new ones that I could feature too. He has a new one called That's All Folks that I played a track from last week called Capon Se Stomp. And That's All Folks features not the original Gramelot Ensemble, which is this CD, features one of the musicians, actually two of the musicians who play on the feature album today, which is Peo Alfonsi's Il Velo di Iside. That is Fausto Beccalossi on accordion and Salvatore Maiore, can't seem to pronounce his last name, Salvatore Maiore on double bass. They both are featured on in the first four Gramelot CDs, I believe, at least those four anyway. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Linda Bull, and this is Given the Boot. It's an Italian music show. I'm back here after having about a six-month break, so thanks, everyone, for sticking around and waiting for me to come back. I'm going to be back with some more music from the new CD, The Veil of Isis, from Peo Alfonsi, Sardinian guitarist, in just 1 second.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
un altro brano dal disco di Peo Alfonsi, Il velo di Iside, questa volta Angel o Angel, con Fausto Beccalossi alla fisarmonica, Maria Vicentini alla viola, Salvatore Maiore contrabbasso e violoncello, Francesco Socciu percussioni e Peo Alfonsi alle chitarre. È un disco bellissimo dell'IGEA, casa discografica di Perugia. Ed è oggi il mio disco, diciamo, preferito, e ho voluto mettere in onda qualche brano per farvi sentire questa bellissima musica. Da me mi sembra un po' musica da camera in un certo senso, anche se lui è un jazzista, anche se di formazione classica, diplomato, con il massimo dei voti presso il Conservatorio di Cagliari in Sardegna. Però ha sempre lavorato nel mondo del jazz e anche aggiungendo le sonorità della musica popolare. Lui ha un bellissimo disco che mi è stato regalato tanti anni fa da Massimo Ferra, infatti con duo con Massimo, del 96, che si chiama Passi Difficili, un bellissimo disco di musica per due chitarre. Poi ha un sacco di altri dischi con sempre in duo, in trio, in quartetto. Lui suona anche con il New World Symphonia di Aldi Meola, infatti anche Fausto Beccalossi, il fisarmonicista, anche lui suona con Aldi Meola. Quindi è tutto collegato. Allora, andando da questi suoni jazz sardi, andiamo invece alla musica di un altro musicista collegato, Oscar Del Barba, dal suo disco Tre Gosse di Luna, Canto di Emigranti, che è un bellissimo, bellissimo pezzo. Questo infatti è stato riproposto anche in un disco di Simone Guiducci, perché mi è piaciuto tantissimo, talmente tanto che anche lui ha voluto fare una sua versione. Sul disco Tra i Gossi di Luna c'è anche Simone alle chitarre e Achille Succi, che anche lui fa parte del Gramelot Ensemble insieme a Fausto e Simone Guiducci. Aya Shimura al violoncello, è un quartetto molto interessante, Oscar Del Barba che suona prevalentemente pianoforte ma anche lui fisarmonica. Allora sentiamo un po' Oscar Del Barba, Tre Gosse di Luna è il nome del disco e questo è Canto di Emigranti. Thank you.
I will say B, Peru.
I'll do it. And that's your final answer?
Yes.
You can buy a new car. You just want...
$33,055.78.
To everyone who donated to this year's fund drive, CITR would like to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you to everyone who helped us meet and exceed our goal of $30,000. Your generous donations help us support local artists, businesses, and marginalized voices in the community. Here's to another 75 years of campus and community radio. Thank you.
Oh, the amazing sound of the clarinet of Gabriele Mirabassi with the equally incredible guitar of Brazilian composer and guitarist extraordinaire Ginga. That's an album called Graffiando Vento, which is also on the Egea label, which is another fantastic album from them. This album is just gorgeous guitar and clarinet duets, including most of the compositions actually written by Ginga, either by himself or with others. All of the compositions, in fact, are Ginga had hand in somehow. Mirabassi Ginga, Graffiando Vento, and that was called Choro Proze, was the first track on the album. And I thought I'd just add that in there because Gabriele Mirabassi is the clarinetist on Peo Alfonsi's album Il Velo di Iside. It's very interesting how all of these musicians playing music for you today, or the interconnections between them all in the sort of crossover between the jazz and classical world and with a bit of folk in there too. And before we heard from Ginga and Gabriele Mirabassi, we heard a track called Canto di Emigranti, which was written by Oscar del Barba from an album called Tre Gocce di Luna. And Oscar's group in that, it's a quartet, and that features Simone Guiducci on guitar, features Achille Succi on bass clarinet and sax, and Aya Shimura on cello. And in a little bit I'm going to play another track that Oscar is involved with that features Fausto Beccalossi. So there are all these other cool connections, but before we go on, I will just mention that it's almost 3:15. It's Given the Boot that you're listening to, an Italian music show hosted by me, Linda Bull. And thanks very much for listening in. You are on CITR 101.9 FM here at UBC in Vancouver. If you're listening online, www.citr.ca. Just a little reminder that you can get podcasts of this show and most shows by going to the website and clicking on the podcast list, which you'll find in the programs section, shows and podcasts, and you can listen to it anytime your heart's desire. You don't need to listen in at the right time. Also, I'm happy to get requests, or if you'd like to write to me and tell me what you think about Italian music, or you'd like to suggest something, please let me know. It's givetheboot@gmail.com. And you can find out all this information on CITR's website. So moving right along, I'm going to play another track from the wonderful Velo di Iside, the Veil of Isis CD by Peo Alfonsi, Sardinian guitarist extraordinaire. And this time I'll go with the title track. And this one features Fausto on the accordion, J. Kyle Gregory on the flugelhorn, and it's also got Peo playing guitar, violin and percussion by Francesco Socciu, and Salvatore Maiore again on the double bass. Thank you.
Hey, Horace, give us three shots of your best bourbon. And have that Russian waiter I like bring it over.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Tune into CITR 101.9 FM every Thursday from 10 to 11 a.m. And you can also find the podcast on CITR.ca, iTunes, and my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com.
Thank you.
Sul fiume, un bellissimo brano del disco del Ituar Trio, Oscar Del Barba, Guido Bombardieri e Fausto Becalossi. È qui che devo finire, ho un ultimo pezzo da mettere prima che finisca il programma. Io sono Linda Bull, questo è Give Him the Boot, è un'ora di musica italiana qui in Canada, a Vancouver, a CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Sono molto lieta di farvi conoscere un po' di musica che magari è insolita per le vostre orecchie. Allora, oggi ho fatto sentire alcuni pezzi del nuovo disco di Peo Alfonsi, Il Velo di Iside, un bellissimo disco, un lavoro eccezionale, proprio musica da camera, un po' jazz, un po' classica, un po' di tutto. Allora, per finire, finisco dove ho iniziato, con The Sicilian Jazz Project di Michael Occhipinti, con l'ultimo pezzo del disco, Nuena. So, just ending off Giving the Boot here with another track, a traditional Sicilian track arranged by Michael Occhipinti. He says that this version makes reference to the island of Jamaica as much as Sicily, but this tune comes from one of the Lomax recordings done in my parents' hometown of Modica. The cane flute player on the field recording, Pietro Guarazzi, was familiar to my relatives because he performed in front of the church at Christmas time. Nuena translates to novena, and this one is based on an 18th century Christmas carol. My brother Roberto has traveled to Sicily more often than I have, and by coincidence he met Pietro and brought some cane flutes from him many years ago, long before he heard him on the Lomax recordings. Cool story. This is from Michael Occhipinti's The Sicilian Jazz Project. Nuena is the track. I'm Linda Bull. I'm just saying goodbye to you for today. We'll see you next week on Give 'Em the Boot.
class, settle down. My name is Chris Connolly from the band Hot Panda, also known as your professor. Let's get one thing straight. If there's some of you that think this class is going to be a walk of the cake or a flop about in the park, you are sadly mistaken. Half of you will drop out. And the other half of you will wish that you were dead. If I could offer any advice to those of you still hell-bent on attempting to pass my class, it would simply be to keep your radio tuned to CITR 101.9 when you're in Vancouver.
Best-looking guy in jail. I bore 65 children to 65 wives, but we all ended up in hell. But you never, ever own me. You never, ever own me. La-da-da-da. La-da-da-dee. You never, ever own me. I was the hardest worker with a hangover, and I was the biggest drinker to boot. I told God, look out, I'm an up-and-comer. He said, shut up and do some work, you fool. You'll never, ever own me. You'll never, ever own me. Was born with a heart of gold, but I melted it down for guitar I sold.